This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Testimony resumes at this hour in the criminal hush money trial of former President Donald Trump in New York City. NPR's Andrea Bernstein reports the judge in the case is expected to rule on whether Trump violated a gag order.
When proceedings wrapped up last Friday, banker Gary Farrow was on the stand, testifying about bank accounts Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen set up in the waning days of the 2016 presidential campaign to pay $130,000 to porn star Stormy Daniels. The records are backing up testimony. The payments to Daniels were completed on October 26, and that Cohen called Trump twice to inform him. Prosecutors said they'll corroborate Cohen's testimony with records, and more such witnesses are expected. Prosecutors also want Judge Juan Merchan to fine Trump $1,000 each for 10 alleged incidents of disparaging witnesses, including in the courthouse hallway. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
The college town that's home to Indiana University is throwing its support behind students and faculty arrested at ongoing protests against the war in Gaza. George Hale of member station WFIU reports officials in Bloomington say the crackdown has gone too far.
At least three Indiana law enforcement agencies have taken part in operations to shut down the Gaza Solidarity encampment at IU. They closed city streets near campus and hauled off more than 50 people. But officers from the Bloomington Police Department have been nowhere in sight.
Good afternoon, Bloomington. This is Mayor Carrie Thompson.
In a video message after the latest round of arrests over the weekend, Mayor Carrie Thompson says the Bloomington PD isn't policing protests, dismantling encampments, or making arrests.
And has my instruction not to be involved in these activities. I'm supportive of the protesters and their freedom to express themselves.
The mayor says she opposes unauthorized encampments, but believes the university should pursue nonviolent means to end the standoff. For NPR News, I'm George Hale in Bloomington, Indiana.
In New York City, student protesters are ramping up their anti-war efforts on the campus of Columbia University. Just hours after the school refused to divest from Israel, pro-Palestinian demonstrators barricaded themselves into a campus building that was the center of protests in the 1960s. NPR's Brian Mann reports.
This is a major escalation from yesterday when campus officials were urging students to break up their encampment and leave or face strict disciplinary action, including suspension. These students are clearly refusing to go.
NPR's Brian Mann reporting some Jewish students have said they feel unsafe with protesters chanting slogans that have been condemned as anti-Semitic. This is NPR. As parts of Tennessee clean up from tornado damage, the Central Plains is bracing for more severe weather later today. Forecasters say areas from western Arkansas to southeast Illinois and Tennessee can expect severe thunderstorms with damaging wind and large hail possible. Authorities have identified the four law enforcement officers killed and four injured in Charlotte, North Carolina yesterday. Kenneth Lee with member station WFAE reports the officers were trying to serve a warrant.
The officers who died were members of the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force and six-year veteran of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department, Joshua Iyer. During a press conference hours after the shooting, Chief Johnny Jennings announced the death of the officer.
He survived by his wife Ashley and his three-year-old son Andrew. We'll always be indebted to Officer Iyer for his bravery and his sacrifice for this profession.
Jennings said officers shot and killed 39-year-old Terry Hughes in a house's front yard, but someone else opened fire on them from the inside. Law enforcement arrested two more people inside the house, and Jennings said police are trying to piece together exactly what happened and why. For NPR News, I'm Kenneth Lee in Charlotte.
U.S. climate change diplomat John Podesta says he's planning to meet with his Chinese counterpart next month. They're expected to resume talks on climate cooperation amid tensions over trade and security. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.